From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, the president of the largest federation of unions in the United States is in our studio. We'll speak with AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka.
But first, reaction is coming into two big Supreme Court rulings today. In its first ever ruling on a president's power to make recess appointments, the court sided with Senate Republicans against the Obama administration, saying that the three appointments the president made in 2012 and called recess appointments were not, and they are illegal. The court also struck down a Massachusetts law that established a 35-foot buffer zone around abortion clinics, saying that that zone violates the First Amendment. NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving is here. Ron, hi.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And start with the Massachusetts ruling. I'm presuming that some of the response might be predictable, but what kinds of reactions are you hearing?
We're hearing from anti-abortion activists that the court has struck down buffer zones. It has not struck down all buffer zones. Mm-hmm. It has disapproved the 35-foot Massachusetts buffer zone, but that is not the only buffer zone around the country, and the court has not ruled others invalid. So it does mean that a lot of places that have buffer zones are probably going to have to tinker with them. There are also a lot of people reacting from the other side, on the abortion rights side, saying that the court does not care about violence against women and saying a lot of other things in that vein. Some of those things are going to be hard to find in the court's decision itself.
Yeah, because the decision seemed to say they just didn't like this specific law in Massachusetts, a 35-foot buffer zone. As you mentioned, Colorado has sort of a bubble of safety for people going to clinics that might offer abortion. We should add the 2007 law here in Massachusetts that was just struck down evolved after shootings in this state in 1994. Seven people killed at two clinics. Planned Parenthood said the zone reduced harassment. But John Roberts seemed to be saying you can address problems in a different way. So you use the word tinker. It sounds as if they were saying come up with a different law that isn't as broad.
That is correct. The decision spoke a great deal about sidewalks and free access rights and the rights of citizens to go where they wish to go until you get to a point where there is clearly some kind of face-to-face confrontation going on. So there is much more to be decided here. The case is not a terribly broad one, and it really does just apply to the Massachusetts 35-foot buffer zone.
Let's turn to the other big case today. It was over these three appointments that President Obama made to the National Relations Board in Labor Relations Board in 2012. Just broadly, what did the court say there?
The court said that those three appointments made by the president at that time were unconstitutional and therefore invalid because the president's definition of a Senate recess stretched the boundary too much and that the Senate was technically still in session. Now, that is the close reading of what went on here. And then the question becomes, how much does that color the president's power to make recess appointments going forward? And just to go back a little bit in time, all the way back to the 1700s, those days, the Senate was frequently not in session. And when they did need to get together, it took days, weeks for them to all gather. Now, of course, everybody can get back in the course of one airplane flight. So in some people's view, specifically some of the conservative justices on the court, there's really no need for this recess appointment power at all. And it's just a way for the president to circumvent the Senate's power of confirmation. And from that viewpoint, they would have liked to have seen this court case eradicate the president's power to appoint people during a recess. The court specifically did not do that and said that there was still a use for recess appointments, but that the Senate needed to be fully out of commission for, let's say, 10 days or more.
Well, just remind us, go back to the other history of 2012, and just remind us, what was happening then? Why did the President Obama feel that he had to call these recess appointments? Because Justice Scalia seemed to also scold the Republican side in how maybe they were playing with definitions of recess. So remind us what happened.
You know, this case has a 54-page appendix to it because it's reviewing the history of recess appointments, and it's saying, why can't you guys go back to playing nicer when you had a Senate that said, sometimes we're going to do this, sometimes we're not, and the president would dance around that, but eventually there would be some resolution. That has broken down, and in the current atmosphere, the toxic atmosphere in our Congress, the Senate was playing some games about whether it was in session or not, and the president basically called their bluff and said, all right, I'm going to say you're not in session. I'm going to make these three appointments. And then, of course, some of the Senate Republicans objected, said we were. Technically, even if there weren't any of us there on the floor, we were technically actually doing something, and therefore these appointments were illegal. And the court has said, legally speaking, the Senate Republicans are right, and those three appointments were invalid. But can't we all just get along? Can't you guys work this out so that the recess appointment power remains for when it's really necessary under some special circumstances, but it isn't used to make it impossible for the president to staff the agencies of the government?
It's so funny it's named recess because it sounds as if the justices are saying, play nicer at recess. But briefly, Ron, what does this mean for those decisions made by the National Labor Relations Board under those appointees who have now been declared invalid?
All right, let's be clear. None of those three invalid appointments is still operative. Two of those people are on the board, but they have been reappointed and duly confirmed by the Senate. The third one is gone. So the NLRB is now rightfully constituted, and if it wishes, it can reissue any of those orders. It may not reissue all of those orders, and so that's an area to be explored. But even though they're automatically questionable, they can all be reissued. So in the end, if it wants to get about it, the NLRB can repair all that.
This has happened in the past. People appointed under recess appointments have then redone the legislation once they're fully appointed. So that's happened before. Ron Elving, NPR Washington editor, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.